It is March 12th, which is a Tuesday. It's the John Gibson Morning Digestion. Just a reminder to y'all, this is the free podcast at johngibson.com. The afternoon podcast I do with sound bites and more fulsome explanations of my opinions. That's the paid podcast. You subscribe to that at johngibson.com. It's $3.50 a month, which is nothing. Just nothing. You know, don't even worry about it. You won't miss it. Just sign up and get that, and I appreciate it. My granddaughter's now running my Instagram account, so if anybody sees anything really weird there, give me an alert. You can also write me at host@johngibson.com if you want to hear anything different or you think that I'm wrong about something, which, let's face it, would be impossible. Okay, so it's big slow news day. Trump's got a new budget, big cuts in some places, big deficits. I'm not dealing with it because I just hate budget stories. First of all, there are proposals, nothing's passed. He's probably not going to get away with this stuff, whatever it is he wants, however right it may be, because he has a Democratic Congress. So, you know, so for all those reasons, I'm not too interested in his budget. Plus, stories about budgets tend to bore the hell out of me. Nancy comes out against impeachment. This is in all the papers. The link I've got here is the New York Post. What it amounts to is an admission. Democrats have nothing. She apparently knows Mueller has nothing. And she's... she says he's not worth it. What she's really worried about is they go after Trump to impeach him on bullshit stuff, and it backfires in the Democrats' faces. Meanwhile, in the Washington Post, lefty Dems are pissed at Nancy for giving impeachment a pass. New York Post, Omar says Trump is not human. Palm Beach Post, Coulter rips Trump as shallow and narcissistic. Politics. New York Times columnist outlines, quote, the trouble with Biden. Biden was early in his career was against busing and you know, was for the crime bill, which put so many black people in jail on drug charges, and the New York Times columnist is concerned that even if you beat Trump with a Biden, Trumpism would go on living because it was Trump, it was Biden, excuse me, who was appealing to suburban white voters. In other words, Biden isn't anti-white enough to suit modern Democrats. New York Times, fringy issues become central to the Democratic debate. It's stuff like reparations. New York Times, legalizing pot must help black people. If it doesn't, blacks will oppose legalization. That's going on in New York. So, you know, so many black people went to jail over pot, weed as it's called today. And so they want to make sure that if there's legalizing pot going on, it's black people who will benefit. New York Times columnist Bernie is socialism's Reagan. Washington Post, Roger Stone in trouble with the judge over his book. Apparently the book might violate the gag order. And the judge feels like she wasn't given enough warning about this. You know, it's kind of sprung on her at the last minute. I have no idea what the truth is there. Media Matters is after Fox again. This time targeting Tucker. This is in the New York Times. There's also a Washington Post piece. And the Washington Post takes a more personal approach to this. I mean, it's writers are acting as if they're personally offended by Tucker. What they're really upset about is some things he said 10 years ago when he was calling into the Bubba the Love Sponge show down in Florida. And, you know, said some things. I don't understand it, to tell you the truth. I mean, I find what Tucker says to be, you know, more or less mainstream among conservatives I know. But Media Matters is every few years goes on a Let's Kill Fox campaign. They raise a lot of money off of it. Then it all blows over. They're quiet for a while, and then they go on another campaign. And the ultimate goal of this, it seems to be to, you know, make sure there's no Fox. I mean, Margaret Sullivan of the Washington Post said the other day that Fox is a plague. So these people are you know, just out of the blue decide, okay, we're going after Tucker. Judge Jeanine said something about Omar's hijab, and Fox felt compelled to condemn her remark, which struck me as odd. It's definitely not the Ailes way. Ailes made me apologize for a bullshit thing. I didn't want to apologize. It's not that he was against apologizing, but he also senses when there's an organized campaign to take Fox down. And apparently the new people at Fox don't have that sense. And they bend to the wind a little too fast, in my opinion. Tech stuff, the inventor of the web laments what it's become. He says it's just an intrusive advertising machine that violates people's privacy all day long. I don't know what the website is. Fizz.org, whatever that is. Anyway, Rupert. News Corporation, Rupert, which same thing, is calling for the breakup of Google. Now, he's been on Google's case for a long time because Google's, you know, taking other people's content and making money off it, not paying them. And Rupert is pissed. He wants some dough. So he's calling for the breaking up of Google now. New York Times, grope someone and Google will pay you $45 million. Some executive who, you know, at an offsite event and while drunk, groped some woman, got reported. He's a big executive, so they probably had to pay him money anyway for him to go away, but he got $45 million. Social justice warriors, Deborah Messing apologizes for excluding women, quote, who don't have a vagina. Let me just say this at the risk of getting myself in trouble. Women who don't have a vagina are not women. It's just, they're just not. And they shouldn't be competing against women in high school and college sports. And people like Deborah Messing are making that even worse. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Okay, so this has to do with the 737 MAX, which crashed yesterday. An Ethiopian Airlines brand new 737 MAX crashed. This followed the crash of, where was that? Oh, Lion Air in Indonesia. One of these things crashed. It apparently has something to do with an automatic system. If the airplane senses that its nose is pointed up too far, it will push the nose down. And there's been two crashes. Now, there's a story in the New York Times about this. Then in the New York Times, there's a list of who flies this this airplane. Southwest and American are pretty big here in the United States. And the thing I want to point out is the Ethiopian Airlines pilot had 200 hours. That's totally insufficient for flying this kind of plane. You know, 1,500 hours apparently is a bare minimum in the United States. And I'll just point out that who is it that's had problems with this plane? Ethiopian Airlines and Lion Air. Southwest and American haven't. I think this is a deal where, you know, pilots who don't have enough hours or not properly trained don't know how to fly this thing. And here in the United States and all over Europe, pilots do know how to fly them, and they haven't been crashing. It's just sad news. Hal Blaine died. Hal Blaine is a session drummer, the so-called Wrecking Crew. Hal Blaine, Carol Kay on bass, or Joe Osborne on bass, Larry Nechtel or Leon Russell on keyboards, Tommy Tedesco and or Glenn Campbell on guitar. They played on all the hits. Hal Blaine was the Beach Boys' studio drummer. Brian Wilson called him the greatest drummer ever. He's played on Elvis Presley records, The Birds, Mr. Tambourine Man, Barbara Streisand's The Way We Were, Beach Boys' Good Vibration, just tons and tons of stuff he played on. And you have heard his drumming over and over and over and over, because, it's in a period in the 60s and early 70s, he just played on everybody's hits. I knew him a little bit because Bones Howe, producer of the Fifth Dimension and the Association, used to let me come to his sessions, and Hal was always the drummer on his sessions, so I knew him a little bit, and he's a great guy, friendly guy, friendly to everybody, funny guy, and it was an honor to know him. He died at age 90. I didn't realize he was that old. Anyway, we'll, a couple of Hal Blaine songs today to start the show and to end it. So be sure to go to johngibson.com. Sign up, pay your $3.50 a month so you get the podcast. The podcast comes out about 3 o'clock Eastern every day. And you'll like it. It's a little better produced than this. But, you got to save the high production values for the people who are paying. So check out the show, the podcast. In any case, a little later today, and go to johngibson.com and sign up to get the paid podcast. Okay, see you then.